This is Sydney Barrows, and thank you for choosing to work with me on Getting Unstuck. This is Module 1, The Fear of Failure Boogeyman, and today we're going to be working on the second MP3, For Fear of Being a Failure. There are three MP3s on Fear of Being a Failure because there's just so much ground to cover. Now, far and away, the number one reason, and frequently the only reason, that we stay stuck in our lives is fear. And the biggest fear that keeps us stuck is fear of failure. And a number of you may have already actually figured this out. We fear failure because it triggers so many painful thoughts and feelings and memories and toxic programs and just all kinds of awful stuff, nearly 400 of which are targeted for eviction in this first module alone. Now, before we start, at the risk of sounding like a broken record, I would like to make sure that you've listened to the bonus recording, Setting the Stage. And if you haven't, you're definitely sabotaging yourself, something you ought to look into. So please do stop and do that right now if you haven't had a chance to do it yet. Remember, you may hear clearings that you think could not possibly apply to you. But please, I ask you to discourage your mind from making judgments and assumptions, because you could really be surprised at what's really going on in your subconscious. You know, a lot of us don't want to believe that we are thinking like this about ourselves, you know? But unfortunately, you know, sometimes it's true. So please don't be judgmental about anything that I say, because if it doesn't apply to you, no harm, no foul. And if it does apply to you, well, then great, then let's get rid of it. And also, as you'll recall from the bonus audio, Source will not do an energy shift without your express permission, which is why you must say yes every time I ask you for that permission. And you can say yes very softly, as long as it's out loud, and do it with a smile on your face and in your heart. And you know what? As you're doing that, at the same time, tell yourself in your mind that you intend to benefit in the highest possible way from whatever it is that you just said yes to. Now, I'm going to be entraining you to a theta brainwave state, which is a light trance, and it's particularly important that you're not driving, using a knife or any other sharp object or anything that, you know, that possibly could be dangerous or that requires, you know, close attention. So let's get started. Find a comfortable spot where you won't be disturbed, preferably a place where there are no electronic devices, magazines, or anything else to distract you. If you're serious about getting the most out of this session, you'll receive the maximum degree of positive results when you simply just sit there and just be, which people find very hard to do these days. Relax, sink into your sofa or chair, quiet your mind, and begin to pay attention to your breath. Feel the air as it enters your nostrils and follow it as it travels down into your lungs, further down your diaphragm, and down into your belly. Breathe slowly and naturally, perhaps a bit more deeply than you usually do, but without forcing it. Relax even more and drop into your heart space, wherever that feels right for you, as you continue to breathe in and out. Now, please give me your permission to connect with you energetically by saying yes, and give me a moment or two to do that. Now we're going to remove some of the negative and disempowering programs that are made up of thoughts, ideas, beliefs, feelings, opinions, attitudes, emotions, perceptions, judgments, projections, conclusions, and anything else related to this that you have about fear of being a failure. And I ask Creator to remove these programs. I am a failure. I have been a failure. I will be a failure. I'm going to be a failure. I expect to be a failure. I expect I will be a failure. I expect I'm going to be a failure. I know I'm a failure. I know I've been a failure. I know I will be a failure. I know I'm going to be a failure. I know I expect to be a failure. I know I expect I will be a failure. I know I expect I'm going to be a failure. I fear I am a failure. I fear I've been a failure. I fear I will be a failure. I fear I'm going to be a failure. I fear I expect to be a failure. I fear I expect I will be a failure. I fear I expect I'm going to be a failure. I'm always a failure. I have always been a failure. I will always be a failure. I always will be a failure. I am always going to be a failure. I'm going to always be a failure. I always expect to be a failure. I expect to always be a failure. I always expect I will be a failure. I expect I will always be a failure. I always expect I'm going to be a failure. I expect I'm always going to be a failure. I know I am always a failure. I know I've always been a failure. I know I will always be a failure. I know I'm always going to be a failure. I know I always expect to be a failure. I know I always expect I will be a failure. I know I always expect I'm going to be a failure. I fear I am always a failure. I fear I have always been a failure. I fear I will always be a failure. I fear I'm always going to be a failure. And anything else related to this that's specific to you, known and unknown, to be included and for it all to be released, healed, dissolved, deactivated, and cleared from anywhere and everywhere in all lifetimes, on all levels, all timelines, past, present, and future, all dimensions, dominions, all realms and realities, as well as from your body, your mind, your spirit, all four belief levels, every cell and the cellular memory in your body, all of your energy fields and energy bodies, and for this to be completed now. If I have your permission to do this, please say yes, and please give me a few moments to complete it. Now I'm going to ask Source to replace everything that we just cleared with the exact opposite positive energies, which will feel good after having to listen to all of that, right? And any other empowering energies that Source selects specifically for each one of you at this time, and for all of it to be downloaded, instilled, integrated, and activated into your body, your mind, your spirit, all four belief levels, every cell and the cellular memory in your body, all of your energy fields and energy bodies, and for this to be completed now. Please give me your permission to do this by saying yes, and give me a few moments to complete it. Hopefully all of that lovely positive energy felt really good. I hope that you could feel it. Now I'd like to download the energy of intention that any energy shifts that you've made today that have prevented energy work that you previously experienced from being processed and activated, for it now to be processed and activated in the highest and best way in accordance with your divine timing, which is determined by Source. Please say yes to allow me to do this and give me a few moments to complete it. Now we're going to finish up by asking Source to energetically update and align all of your energy fields and energy bodies, synchronize them with your etheric body, and bring all of them into balance with your divine path. If I have your permission to do this, please say yes and give me several moments to complete it. Oh, and by the way, this one takes a little bit longer because there's a lot to do, so this might take a little longer. Okay, we're finished now. I hope that some of that part that felt good, especially when we, gave you back all those wonderful positive energies. And then after we do all that, the reason that that I align and update and align your energy fields and energy bodies is to reflect all of the new, first of all, to reflect the absence now of those negative energies, because you don't need that floating around in your energy fields and energy bodies. And also to update and align them with the new energies. And then we synchronize that with your etheric body. And of course, one of the reasons you're doing this also is to not only get unstuck, but to also get unstuck and journey down your divine, the divine path of your life. So we put everything into balance that we've just done and balance that with your divine path. So, and I hope that feels really good. So please do sit here for just a couple of minutes longer. I hope that you have some water with you. And if you do, please drink some of it. Water helps your body wash out old energies, which is why you always hear us telling you to drink lots of water. Some of you may have felt energy moving. Hopefully you felt some of that really good energy moving in. And some of you may feel lighter in some way. That would be the heavy energy moving out. Others will feel nothing at all, and that's fine. It doesn't mean that nothing happened. You may notice something different right away, but, more commonly it does take a sleep cycle, maybe even two or three, before energy shifts are fully integrated. And, I really do understand that you'd probably like to go through as many of the modules and the MP3s as soon as possible. And I ask that you not do that. I totally get it. I was there myself, and that's certainly what I would have liked to have done, and very possibly I might have. But I'm asking if you could please try not to. And I do ask that you please take a break between MP3s for at least 48 hours to give your body a chance to process and integrate what you've already done. Because this isn't just a matter of just taking away stuff and downloading stuff. We've done all these other energy shifts. We've updated and aligned your morphogenetic fields and all your other energy bodies. We've synchronized with your etheric body. That doesn't just happen like that. I mean, it can. Sometimes it does. But we want it to stay in place. So it's really important. I would really ask that you, it's in your highest and best good to please give it a little time in between. Okay. Yes. So I think we got through that. Your body needs time to reconfigure and all that kind of thing. And I have to say this just like I have to do the sharp objects thing and the driving the car. A few of you might have a bit of a reaction after receiving those, those deep core level clearings like this one. And these reactions could be physical, they could be psychological, they could be emotional, they could be nothing at all. I mean, most people have nothing happen to them. And so don't expect something to happen. Just don't be surprised if it does. And if it does, it's just once you realize what's going on, you know what the best thing to do is to recognize it. Say hello to it, welcome it, thank it, even if it doesn't feel so good, because it really is a sign that that the energy is moving in your body, and that ought to be something that you're happy about. And I found out after working with clients for so many years that, when this happens, if all they have to do is just, acknowledge it and thank the energies and all that sort of thing, and most of the time they go away immediately. Other times they might start dissipating more quickly, but you know what they say, what resists persists, what we resist persists. So let's not resist any of that in the hopefully unlikely event that it happens. Okay. So again, please drink lots of water, allow your body to get as much sleep as it needs. And now I'm going to disconnect from you energetically after washing away any energies that you may have picked up from me while we've been together. Please give me a moment to do this. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for enjoying all these new energies. And I'm so glad that you're free now of the old ones. You're going to feel really good about this. And this is Sydney Barrows wishing you a great rest of the day.